This is kind of a overall look at the situation of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, because we haven't talked about it in a while, but the inevitable has happened. She has filed for divorce from what's his name? Ryan Anderson. Yeah.
I never cared enough to find out.
I always could not remember his name. But she has officially filed for divorce. Recently been said that they had been separated. Obviously, we knew this was not a great idea from the beginning. And the simple reasons I had were, well, you're talking about a man who had a sexual attraction for a girl. And I'm not saying woman. A girl, because she was how she was being portrayed, as a small, disabled, physically disabled, mentally disabled child in the documentary. And somehow that equated to, got to get me some of that. And started writing the letters. Oh, I didn't think it was going to turn into this or that. Yes, you did. And that in itself is just really kind of fucked up and weird.
Not forget, he worked as a middle school special education teacher.
And lost his license, but he lost his job.
Yeah, as he should have, I think.
Because the school said, oh, you're into kids. And I take that for what it's worth, and I'm not accusing him of doing anything predatory towards children. I am just simply stating he had an attraction to what he thought what was being portrayed as a young girl that had mental and physical disabilities. And then it turned into what it turned into. So that's happened. She's also gotten plastic surgery. We'll talk about that in a moment. And we're also going to hear Ryan Anderson's response to the news of the divorce that has happened, because he's made a statement on the TikTok. So we'll go to that in a moment. But now Gypsy has gotten a $5,000 nose job. She underwent cosmetic surgery, expressing a desire for a more feminine appearance.
I don't really know what that means. How did her nose not give her a feminine appearance?
It may have not have been the best nose in the world, but it certainly, I didn't ever look at her and go, I think she's a boy. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The surgery aimed to rectify her nasal structure. In an interview with People, Blanchard disclosed her post-surgery challenges, citing difficulty breathing through her bandaged nose. Yeah, that's kind of what happens there. And I'm seeing a lot of doctors now coming out and saying, because she came out of a world of prison. Prior to that, she never lived in like the real world at all. It was the world of Dee Dee Blanchard and how insane that was. And now she suddenly has some money and has a bunch of attention and no grounding whatsoever in reality or normal life, that people like this tend to go to extremes to kind of fill that void of their life that's completely not there. Plastic surgery can be one of those things. Getting into not safe relationships can be one of those things. All sorts of things can be going on. I don't know. She can get surgery. It's her body. She can do what she wants. But there's been a lot of doctors saying, you know, let's just be careful here that this doesn't turn into like a trend or a pattern of let's do a plastic surgery. But Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup, going to be premiering June 3rd on Lifetime, I believe. Is that where it's going to be airing?
I think so.
I think that's where it's going to be airing.
Let me ask you a question. Does this, you know, you and I both worked in media, when we still do, obviously, but radio media. Does this feel like a promo to you, a promotional stunt?
No, it feels like highly unstable people that they put a microscoping camera and followed them around, and now they're crumbling to the ground. It's just, okay, this is what I kind of anticipated to have happen. I'd imagine, well, and who knows, maybe Lifetime will like this and then they'll keep following her as she gets new love, because she's already back talking to her ex. And I guess they got matching tattoos as well, because that's...
Now, wait a minute. Is this the ex that helped her kill her mom?
No, this is another ex that she had in prison.
Oh, my. Oh, I can't keep this straight.
No, I know. Yeah. So it's going well.
Man.
It's not going to end well at all. This is just continuing to crumble down. I don't mean to laugh at this circus show, but it is what it is. I will give Gypsy credit. She did get rid of her social media last month at the advisement of her parole officer, stating, you might want to get rid of that before it somehow violates your parole with something you're doing. So, yeah, I mean, good for her on that. I think she needs that. She needs to just kind of stop being in the spotlight and try to live her life. But yeah, some big moves in that world. Here is the Ryan Anderson on TikTok giving his insight onto what happened. He's literally filming this in a trailer park outside. And yeah, just take a listen here.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thank y'all for the support and the nice messages I've been getting from people. I'm at a friend's watching WrestleMania right now. It's great. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've been a wrestling nerd for a long time.
He's at a friend's watching WrestleMania right now. Okay.
Wow.
As like you see somebody wandering through the park over there, and this one's on stilts here. And
But I need to shave. But, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support. It's been great. I'm just living my life, guys. Y'all will see what really happened on Lifetime. We were filming a lot, so stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank everybody for the support. If you support me, follow me. I will post more stuff eventually. I'm just hanging in. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody, and you know, God bless.
And hey, it repeats. Anyway,
it just feels wrong to me. It just feels so, I guess, like we're exploiting, you know, this. It just
the whole
feels
thing
weird
is exploitative.
Me.
The whole damn thing was all exploitative. And if you can't grow facial hair and it comes in weird patches and you're an adult, stop trying to grow facial hair.
Tony.
Please just stop, because you look like, I don't know, it looks horrible. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just exploitative. It is. And this is not what that girl needs or that woman needs. But, you know, she invited it into her life, and not exactly one that, you know, can be making the best moves. This is where like a conservatorship should fall into place.
Yes. But I don't know so much that Britney Spears needed one, but this chick does.
But then again, you're relying on her parents or her dad to make good moves there too, which what he said and voiced of like what he'd like to see happen doesn't ever happen. So he seems to like kind of be on the right path, but no, she's an adult. She's going to do what she's going to do. But I think that would be incredibly helpful to her if you have that for a couple of years, just to try to get her into a normal life path of something, because this is just a freaking shit show. So
it is, and I'm a little concerned that, you know, here's somebody who was struggling with having to undergo medical procedures, and what's the first real big thing she does?
Medical procedure.
And not just a minor one, like I've got a mole on my face and I want it taken off because I don't like looking at it. No, this is some serious major ass surgery that she did.
Yep.
And wasn't it just a few months ago that she was doing a GoFundMe for money? And this is where she spends $5,000 plus?
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Yep. It is. And then she's with her ex-boyfriend again and getting matching tattoos because that's what you do. And yeah, it just gets weirder and weirder. So who knows? But that's the latest on that. No one's dead. So that's a good thing, other than Gypsy's mom. But this, I don't know. These are not well-balanced, healthy people by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'd like to see her spend that money on counseling and get herself back on track to lead somewhat a normal life at this point. Because she's been given a second chance here. And changing the way you look, I get it, maybe at some point. But if that's the first thing you do, I'm scratching my head.
Dating a bunch of random men that approach you while you're in prison. And doing all this other stuff, not exactly the path to a healthy life. But
no, maybe. And I think she just wants to be loved.
At the end of the day, that is what it is. It's just she has to find it the right way. And I think a lot of this is just not going to get that to her. And she's going to constantly be searching for it. And I also question, you know, I mean, I'm going to guess there's probably personality disorder at play here, too, within herself. That's going to be something she's always going to strive for because she's never truly had that in an authentic way. She doesn't know what that even is. So her definition of it may be very different than what the rest of us classify it as. So I don't know. I hope the best for her, but that's the latest.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.